Okay, children, why don't you come up here? Those who are receiving your first communion, come on up and we'll talk a little bit about the gospel today and we'll talk a little bit about First Holy Communion. So just gather around here and just have a seat. First of all, congratulations. Great, great day, isn't it? You know, are you nervous today or do you feel pretty good? Pretty good? You're a little bit of both. Understood. That's normal too. You know, I get that too. A little bit on the gospel though today. Last week we heard two references to Jesus. I am the stone. You know, we can talk about a stone, we can talk about a rock. What do we know about a big rock? What are some things that we know about it? Is it easy to move? Is it hard to move?
It's hard to move.
So Jesus is saying, I am the rock. I'm hard to move. Once I'm a part of you, it's hard for you to say, get away from me. He also said this, I am the good shepherd. The gospel. What do we know about shepherds? They take care of sheep. What do we know about sheep? What do we know about them? They like to run in the field. What do they like to eat?
Grass.
Like to eat grass. What else do we know about sheep? What else? They don't like to stay in one place. What else? They can get lost. They have wool, which we use for what?
For
that's right. They have wool we use for clothing.
They like to stay
in groups together. They like to be in groups, friendship, protection. But sometimes they're like us. We're the sheep that Jesus talks about. We're all different. Every sheep is a little different, right? Mm-hmm. All right? Some stay, some like to go their own way. But what do we know about the good shepherd? Hey, if we stray, guess what he's going to do? He's going to come after us, and he's going to find us. All right? Now, today, Jesus says this. I am the vine, you are the branches. He doesn't say this. You are the vine, I'm the branch. I'm the vine, you are the branches. How many of you ever seen a vine? Ever seen one? Ever seen one? Yeah, they're a little different from a tree. Think about a tree. Tree, it starts up, it's got a nice base. All of a sudden, we see a nice branch go off from it, grows a little more, another branch, so on and so forth. And off of the branches, we see other branches. And from those branches, we get leaves. Boy, a vine is different. Do you ever watch how a vine grows? A vine grows like this. And all of a sudden, when a branch shoots out, it doesn't always go straight. It'll go this way, it'll go that way, it'll go over this. So it kind of interconnects like this. Have you ever seen a vine like that? Have you ever seen one? That's the way they tend to grow. Yeah, cucumber. We watch those vines grow, how they intermingle some amongst them. That's how a vine tends to grow. It tends to grow, every branch doesn't grow off nice. They twist around each other, they grow amongst each other, okay? So to get a branch off of a vine is hard because they're so intermingled, twisted around each other. But we're the branches. And so what does that say? Hey, we're a part of each other. We aren't our own individual people. We are part of each other. But Jesus says, you're going to stay on the vine. You got to bear fruit. Because what did he say in the gospel? If we don't, what is he going to do to us? He's going to what? Cut us off. Jesus is God. So do you think Jesus can take that branch of us, everyone, and take it out amongst all those twists and turns? Of course he can. Then he says he's going to throw it in a fire. Now, do we want to be that way? No. So we got to bear fruit. So that's what brings us here today. Hey, earlier this year, though, you received a sacrament. What was that one called? Do you remember what it was called? It was called what? What happened in reconciliation? You guys remember what happened in reconciliation? Told the priest your sins. Well, we had to define what a sin is. Do you remember what a sin is? What is a sin? Can you tell me? That's right, something you don't do good, right? It's a choice we make. Choices that we make that are not right. But there's something else that happens in there. You know, you can go to your mom and dad, you can go to your brother and sister, and you can say, hey, I'm going to share with you my sins today. Here they are. Could do that. But something else happened in reconciliation. What happened to your sins? What happened? They were forgiven. Kids, I want you always to remember this. When we go to reconciliation, does God forgive us? Well, yeah, we got to remember something else that's pretty important here too. What if you came to me and you said, hey, Father, I just stole a dollar from my parents before I came here today, and that was kind of fun. That would not be good. You think that's something I can say? Well, I forgive you. No, no. You got to be sorry too, right? All right? So, we got to be, confess, got to be sorry. But I always tell you this. There's another thing to it. Remember this. God forgets. You ask God that night what it was you confessed. You know what he'd tell you? I don't remember. Why is that important? If God can't remember your sin, why would God ever say down the road, I'm mad at what you did. I have to get even. He doesn't remember. How can he be mad? Why would he want to get even? He doesn't remember. That's why when you leave, you're at peace. One, you're forgiven. Number two, God forgets. Now, sometimes, kids, even as adults, we're not always as good at that. We may say, I forgive you, but sometimes we like a little bit of revenge. That's not that way. That's why you leave at peace. You don't have anything to worry about. It's a second chance. And that's what brings you here today. So what sacrament are we here to celebrate today? You're what? What's the one called today? Your First Communion. So what are we receiving today in First Communion? What are we going to receive today? Can you tell me? Give it to me. Great. The body and blood of who? That's exactly right. Now, before it becomes the body and blood, you're going to bring something up today. What do we use first? What is it before the body and blood? What are the two elements that we need? Can you tell me what those are? Bread and wine. That's right, bread and wine. And through the prayer of the priest at this Mass, through the work of God, it becomes the body and blood of Jesus. And what do we do with communion today? You're going to come forward and you're going to say the body of Christ, and you're going to say what? Amen. The blood of Christ. Amen. Then what do you do with it? Do you sit there and say, boy, that looks really nice. Bye, Jesus. What's going to happen today? You're going to what? Receive it. Do you hear that? You receive it. So what does that mean? Jesus. He's going to go with you. He's going to journey with you. So now all of a sudden you got that voice of Jesus within you telling you, hey, let's do good. Bear fruit. So what are good things that we should do? Can you tell me some? There's a lot of them, kids. But what are good things that Jesus would want you to do? Can you give me some? Respect your parents. Good. Help the poor. Very good. Yep, very good. Try not to sin. Good. Follow the commandments. When your parents ask you to do a chore, do it. Don't talk back to your parents. How about your brothers and sisters? What should you do there? That can be a challenge sometimes.
Try not to be mean.
Try not to be mean to them. Try to be kind. Okay? And you know what we like to do? Sometimes they do something mean, we like to get mean back. Shouldn't do that. Play with them too. These are all good things. Here's another one we should do. What's this called? We should pray. When we do that, we bear good fruit and we stay on the vine. Congratulations, though. It's really a great, great moment. A great moment for you today. Okay? Good job today. Let's get you back to your pew and let's get ready now to profess together our faith.